Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Coming up, Sudan's humanitarian crisis sends believers out to serve and draws people into the churches. Then later, World Missionary Press equips evangelistic outreaches in Honduras, which is facing its own crisis. We'll explain what we mean in just a few minutes. But first, Sudan is facing its worst humanitarian disaster in decades. Over half of Sudan's 48 million people are in a food crisis while the civil war rages on. But now, 755,000 people are on the brink of starvation. Thimar LSESD is coming alongside Sudanese pastors to distribute aid in the name of Christ. It's all through their Middle East Revive and Thrive program. Hunter Williamson with Thimar LSESD says,
back in December, Middle East Revive and Thrive hosted a basic relief training course in Ethiopia. About a dozen Sudanese pastors attended this training, and they learned how to provide support based on community needs and how to respond to humanitarian situations.
Pray for Sudanese churches reaching people in crisis with God's love and help.
When you have churches distributing food and other essential items, this is bringing people to the church, and some of them are attending church services. They're being ministered to one-on-one, and they're seeing the church as a place of hope. First, they're receiving support to meet their physical needs, and then they're hearing a true message of hope that is meeting their spiritual needs.
Next, as Door International integrates artificial intelligence into its ministry, the question of how to best use this technology lingers. Rob Myers with Door International says that is best answered by those who know the needs most acutely, deaf workers.
As hearing people, one of the most effective things that we can do is bring information and bring possibilities into the deaf space and then help deaf people bridge that gap and then allow them to begin to dream and figure out what would be most effective in their environment.
In the past, there have been technologies brought into deaf communities that were really not needed, while felt needs went without support. Myers emphasizes that hearing people with specialized skills are useful in deaf ministry, but more in supporting roles. Myers says,
so to make that practical, people who have skills in AI and other things, I would encourage you to reach out to organizations like Door International and other deaf ministries that are working in these spaces. Let us know what technologies are available out there, and then we can connect you with deaf leaders who have some of that other technological background.
Pray that God would bring the right people with the right skills into leadership positions with Door and other deaf ministries to help use AI and other new technologies to their full potentials. And Honduras is now commonly known as a narco state, one whose economy is dependent on the illegal drug trade. Now, the drug trade affects all levels of society. Earlier this year, a United States jury found former Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez guilty of drug trafficking conspiracy. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says,
it's a country of about 10 million people. 60% of the people live in poverty. There's a lot of violence. It's a needy place.
WMP scripture booklets play a vital role in the work of one newer partner, Harold Family Missions.
They have the children's ministry. They have evangelism events. They also have church planting. And over the last 10 years, they've had at least 30,000 children respond to the gospel in terms of asking Jesus to be their savior.
One recent outreach training equipped young women called missionettes to share the gospel. More than 150 believers went house to house in four villages, sharing Christ and handing out WMP scripture booklets. They also delivered food aid and clothing to those in need.
In many of these cultures, women minister to women because they may find that the response is better, the communication is better, the understanding is better.
Gospel workers in places like Honduras rely on WMP to provide resources and tools for their outreach. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.